Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Module 6, Third-Party Rights and Obligations, Detailed Analysis. Understanding third-party rights and obligations in contract law is crucial, as contracts often affect more than just the signatory parties. This module will provide an in-depth analysis of assignment and delegation, along with third-party beneficiary contracts, essential for any aspiring legal professional. 1. Assignment and Delegation. Assignment of Rights. Definition. Assignment involves transferring contractual rights from one party, assigner, to another, assignee. Effectiveness. For an assignment to be effective, the assigner must intend to make the assignment and not merely promise to assign in the future. Limitations. Assignments that materially change the duties or risks of the obligor, violate the law or public policy, or are prohibited by the contract itself, are not allowed. Delegation of duties. Definition. Delegation is the transfer of contractual duties from one party, delegator, to another, delegatee. Obligor's consent. Generally, contractual duties can be delegated without the obligor's consent unless the contract prohibits delegation or the duties are highly personal in nature. Delegator's liability. The delegator remains liable to the obligee for the performance of the contractual duty. Rights of the assignee. Rights acquired. The assignee steps into the shoes of the assigner and acquires the rights under the contract. Enforcement. The assignee can enforce the rights against the obligor, subject to the same defenses the obligor could have raised against the assigner. Notification. It is generally advisable for the assignee to notify the obligor of the assignment to protect their rights. Obligations of the delegator. Liability. The delegator remains liable for the performance of the contractual obligations unless the obligee agrees to release them and accept the delegatee as the new party to the contract. 2. Third-party beneficiary contracts. Third-party beneficiary contracts create rights or benefits for a person who is not a party to the contract. Intended beneficiaries. Definition. Intended beneficiaries are those whom the contracting parties intend to benefit at the time of contracting. Rights. Intended beneficiaries can enforce the contract if they meet certain criteria. The performance under the contract must satisfy a duty owed to the beneficiary, and the contract must clearly express an intention to benefit the third party. Vesting of rights. Rights of the intended beneficiary vest when they learn of and detrimentally rely on the contract, assent to it at the request of the parties, or file a lawsuit to enforce it. Case example. In Lawrence v. Fox, 1859, the court held that a third-party beneficiary could sue the promisor directly to enforce the promise. Incidental beneficiaries. Definition. Incidental beneficiaries are third parties who may benefit from the performance of a contract, but for whom the benefit was not intended. Lack of enforceable rights. Incidental beneficiaries do not have rights to enforce the contract as they are not the intended focus of the contract. In conclusion, understanding the nuances of third-party rights and obligations in contracts is a fundamental aspect of contract law. Assignments and delegations are common in commercial transactions, and the rights of third-party beneficiaries can significantly affect how contracts are performed and enforced. This knowledge is not just theoretical but practical, impacting how contracts are drafted, interpreted, and litigated. As a future attorney, your ability to navigate these complexities will be crucial in representing your clients effectively, whether in drafting contracts, handling business transactions, or litigating disputes. Stay focused and thorough in your study. The concepts you are mastering here are building blocks for your future career, enabling you to provide well-informed, strategic advice and advocacy in contract-related matters.